counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
Hey, it's Cecil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Derek Words.
All right, it's time for another countdown this week, and we've got a brand new top 20. Stephen Karlik joins us. Andy Brown is on the program. And as you heard in the intro, we've got a new co-host. It's just a revolving door here. I'm really excited to have you, Derek.
I'm here, and I'm having adventures with Anthony.
It is Adventures with Derek and Anthony. We should just rename the show from the Earshot 20. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And if you're wondering what you'll find at that website, Derek's going to let you know.
Well, Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Station report published every week at earshotonline.com, where you can find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted over 30 campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
And of course, we take the top 20 from the top 50, and that's what we play for you every week. You can also find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. It's our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of a feature. We will play something from your latest release and give you an interview. All right, Derek, this is our first time co-hosting together on a platform like this.
You just sat in my show some time
that's
ago.
That's true. That's but true. Just some time
nothing,
ago.
But. Nothing official, but you know, we've been in the same room together, but not.
But it makes it more real when a robot says your name.
I know. I was thinking that. That's really great. I was marveling at the technology earlier.
In the intro.
It's pretty great. I should get a robot for my show,
too. You really should. And they work for free. It's so good.
I think in the future, every radio show will have a robot.
It's probably true. You won't even have to come in. You'll just program the robot to do the work.
Or the robot will at least carry me in from my car, I think. That would be better, I think. That's a better use of robotic technology.
Really?
Yeah, just carry you around.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. But Brian's not here this week. I told you last week he was going to be back, and then he decided not to come in.
Well, I'm kind of like Brian 2.0, kind of.
It is true, and you were remarking earlier how at one point when Brian was doing a radio show, you for a few seconds thought it was you.
I thought it was me, just because we have similar taste in music, so I would tune in to what I thought was a pre-record of my show, and I realized that's not me, and I don't remember saying that, and what's this song? I don't remember playing this song, and then I realized it's Brian. So just enough that you can throw myself off for a few minutes, seconds, whatever.
Well, you know what? It's perfect. So you just be Brian this entire show, and that includes not laughing at any of my jokes, being a real jerk the entire way through the program, and making snide marks every once in a while.
3 for 3. I can do all of those things easily.
All right. Well, we've got a jam-packed show. I was telling you at the beginning of the program, lots of albums on the charts this week, some entering the charts below the top 20, and we will tell you about those in the second hour of the program. Some movement in the top 20 as well, and we're going to kick it all off with a first set of three. Derek's going to let you know what's coming in.
Well, we're going to start off with some music from Talk Talk Talk, Rain Over St. Ambrose, followed by 19 with When You Left Home by Beat Cops. Also, On Your Mind from White Reaper is number 18.
All right, here we go. Your number 20 this week, Talk Talk Talk. We'll stop with the Talk 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 right now to give you some music. Rain Over St. Ambrose, your number 20. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Palace to pavement is worth the lie.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Shot 20. Number 18.
Yeah.
That was On Your Mind from White Reaper. We also heard When You Left Home from Beat Cops. And starting us off was Talk 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 from Rain Over St. Ambrose.
All right, we're going to take a break from the charts now as we head to the phone line, catch up with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He is the senior editor and a friend of ours on the program, brings us music news every week. And Stephen, we're always grateful for all of the great and entertaining stories that you bring us.
Thank you so much.
It's so much fun to talk about what's happening in the world of music and the world of music news. And so we'll kick things off with details of Magical Cloud's forthcoming album, Are You Alone?
Yeah.
I wasn't posing a question either.
We've been waiting for this for a while, actually. It was back in June that word broke that the duo Magical Clouds, much beloved, were prepping a new studio LP titled Are You Alone? They said they would deliver it sometime in the fall, and they've now confirmed that the record will keep you company come October 16th. Like 2013's Impersonator, the full length will be issued through Matador Records. A press release notes that the 12-song set was written between Montreal and Detroit and mixes together elements of pop, indie rock, and electronic music. It's added that the record offers, quote, simple yet emotionally forthcoming lyrics showcasing raw vulnerability backed by sparse instrumentation and minimalist production. It was, of course, put together by members Devin Welsh and Matthew Otto, who apparently scrapped an LP's worth of material and begun anew. It also features guest work from Owen Pallett, who added drums, viola, and piano to the recordings. And they've released a new song with it as well called Silver Car Crash, which you can hear at exclaim.ca. You can also see the track listing for the album as well as the very minimalist artwork for the album. Very cool stuff. I really love the band. And they're one of those bands, they're a band's band. All their peers respect them and love their music very much. So very cool stuff.
Definitely one that we can't wait to hear from for sure. We'll move on to our next story, which sees the frontman for Radiohead lending his creative expertise to the Broadway stage.
Yeah, sort of an odd one here, but Thom Yorke's been fairly silent, with the exception of having apparently written an 18-day-long soundtrack of ambient music for an Australian art exhibit recently. But he's expanding his creative horizons by apparently, like you said, providing the music for a Broadway show. The show is called Old Times and is slated to return to the stage in New York with a cast boasting Clive Owen, Kelly Riley, and Eve Best. The play was written by Harold Pinter, and the production will be directed by Douglas Hodge, while Thom Yorke will be in charge of composing original music for the show. The play centers on the story of Dealey and his wife Kate, who are visited by a mysterious woman named Anna from Kate's past. It all sounds very, very dramatic, very cool. But Thom Yorke of Radiohead and Broadway music don't exactly go hand in hand. But director Douglas Hodge did say in a statement, quote, "The music Thom has written for Old Times gives an immediacy and a nowness to the show. The play itself is about memory and love, and Thom's music works backwards and forwards and plays with time and repetition in the same way Pinter does. In true Thom Yorke style, the music is epic, heartbreaking, irresistible, and complex. I'm hopeful this collaboration will result in a new kind of theater-goer coming to our show," which is true. I mean, I'm a Radiohead fan, and I'm not exactly a Broadway musical kind of guy, but it sounds very interesting. Previews for the Broadway show begin on September 17th, and the official opening night is October 15th. That'll be at New York's American Airlines Theater, in case you're popping by New York in the fall.
And, you know, with as storied a career as Yorke has had, it's surprising but also not surprising that he'd be involved with a project like this. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, super. I would definitely go see it.
Final story before we get back to the charts. It's been a big year so far for Always, with being named a contender for the Polaris Prize. And now they've announced some Canadian dates to complement their UK tour.
Yeah, Always never seemed to stop. And they've announced a new Canadian tour now, still supporting that LP currently shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize, like you said. The Toronto indie pop group have mapped out a fall tour schedule that stretches basically until the end of the year. The band will tour the UK in late summer and then return to Canada, where they'll play a string of shows in October with stops in Ontario, Quebec, New Brunswick, and Nova Scotia. They'll eventually wrap up the year with a hometown gig in Toronto in December, and most of the Canadian shows are with the band White Reaper. The outing also includes a number of U.S. dates. You can see the whole tour schedule at exclaim.ca. Some of those stops are, of course, one is for Halifax Pop Explosion, some other festivals thrown in there, so check it out.
And you can head to exclaim.ca for all of that information and more. Back to the charts. Steven kicks around until the second hour of the program for more music news. Right now, Derek's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Coming up next, we have Cool Party from Human Music and I Just Liked Fire from Ken Mode.
I can't stop thinking about your skills.
That was I Just Like Fire from Ken Mode, and before that we heard Cool Party from Human Music.
If you're just tuning in, you're catching us at a great time. We're taking a break from the charts to chat with a Maritimer whose newest album, Seasons, will be getting the tour treatment. Andy Brown joins us to chat about his third full-length album. Andy, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey man, thanks for having me.
So this being your third album, do you find that your sound has changed or evolved over the course of your last couple of releases?
Yeah, I mean, I like to think that, you know, lyrically it's kind of grown in maturity, and with regards to production, that things that are in the production are meant to be there. You know, it's more parts than just stuff that was kind of helping to fill the space. So there's nothing there that wasn't kind of intentional. So I guess in that regard, kind of production-wise, it's moved forward.
And let's talk about the recording process. What was it like for this album, Seasons?
You know, to be honest, this was by far my most enjoyable recording process so far. I worked with a wonderful producer named Daniel Ledwell, who is a great Canadian producer based out of Nova Scotia. And he has, you know, excellent ideas, excellent vision and execution, but also he's a really nice and friendly, funny guy. So the environment was really good energy, and I like to think that it came through on the album.
And you had an opportunity to work with a few people on this album as well. Is there anybody that you particularly love? And I'm not trying to put you on the spot to point out someone exactly, but or to put down anybody. But is there anybody that you really love working with? Anytime you work on an album, you think that I need to get this person, I need to be working with this person?
Like in terms of songwriting? Or
yes,
in terms of,
yeah.
So, I mean, there is a great musician from the East Coast, from PEI in particular, named Tim Chasen. Tim's probably one of my closest friends. And, you know, we have very different yet similar writing styles. So whatever songs kind of come out normally, you know, kind of embody both of our, you know, styles. And then there's actually a guy from Australia. His name is Dylan Wright. He's a younger artist, but he's definitely noteworthy and up and coming. And I wrote four of the songs on the album with him. He's based out of Sydney, New South Wales, and he has this vulnerability to his writing, and he, you know, he's such a romantic and loves to write about love, which clearly I do as well. So I really liked working with him, and I'm excited to keep writing with him as well.
And I want to talk about the tour you've got coming up, but first I just want to mention that I see that you were just completed a stint in Australia, and you've been there a few times. Do you love going over there? Is it's got to be different than playing in Canada, probably in good ways. In Canada, I know, loves you just as much, but what's it like being in Australia? Is the reception different there?
Well, it's certainly hotter. You know, not all of the venues have air conditioning, so that's one thing I notice. I sweat a lot more over there. But audience-wise, to be honest, it's a fairly close similarity between Canadians and Australians because, number one, we love them, they love us, so that helps right off the bat. But also, their acceptance and their love of live music, and they're all very courteous. They're always very quiet audiences and really engaged. So, you know, when I'm over there, even though it is, you know, a long ways away, actually probably about the farthest that you can go on this planet, I never feel like I'm that far away. And yeah, it's kind of become like a second home to me. And I'm looking forward. I'll be going back in the new year to tour this album. So I got to get down there, work on my tan.
Awesome. And so we've got Australia in the new year, but right now we're looking forward to the end of the month where you'll be doing a little cross Canada tour, your Nova Scotia, PEI, New Brunswick, Newfoundland, Ontario, and Quebec. What can people expect from the show? Is it a lot of the new stuff? Are you working in some of the old stuff as well for your live set?
Yeah, so I'll be doing a combo of all of the albums, obviously a heavy focus on the new stuff. And with the shows are acoustic, so they're more of like listening rooms and things like that, and hearing the stories behind the songs. And you know, I'll throw in probably a couple little covers in there as well. But yeah, it'll be really the first time for me really getting to perform some of these songs and kind of translating them from the full band feel on the album to this kind of acoustic styled release tour is going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. And listeners of this show know that we record and broadcast first from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. And of course, you'll be in Rossay performing with Wayne Hansen, which is really exciting, a local favorite for us. And that's on September 6th. Of course, the tour dates start August 25th and run through to mid-September. And if you have a chance to go out, definitely get out and see Andy Brown. It is andybrown.ca for those details and much, much more. Andy, we wish you the best of luck with the release and all the touring that you're doing, and hopefully there's more to come.
Oh man, thanks so much, and I'll definitely make sure that I run into you when I'm in town.
Awesome stuff. Here it is right now, a song from the album Seasons. It's Andy Brown's latest. There's more of the charts on the way after this. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20 Extra.
Sometimes even castles fall. No matter how strong the walls, feed the lions, call the wolves. Winter, spring, summer, fall. When I lost you, I don't recall. Light a candle, strike a match. Live like there's no going back. Watch it as it fades to black. I loved you in the month of May. Hell, I still love you every day. Goodbye, June. We're magic, that's the truth. Goodbye, June. Winter came a bit too soon. I sure miss saying goodbye to you. Check the boxes that apply. Love or hate or can't decide. Leave or stay or compromise. I met you one sweet July. Guess I'll see you on the other side. Goodbye, June. Magic, that's the truth. Goodbye, June. Winter came and fell too soon. I sure miss saying goodbye to you.
Earshot 20. Number 15.
Yeah.
to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Say the one I love, he loves me. He love, he love, and loves me. It's a beautiful day where I come from. Top of the world, nowhere town. I fell in love and then I settled down. And the one I love, he loves me. He love, he love, he loves me. Sunshine shining in my heart. Dream, dream, look at the night. And sweet old brown eyes hold me tight. And the one I love, he loves me. He love, he love, he loves me. At the end of the rainbow in my backyard. Sweet old brown eyes hold me tight. And the one I love, he loves me. He love, he love, he loves me. Ooh, ooh, que se puede aloha, oh. We can grow beans, we can grow corn. We can grow smiles in the happy morning. And the one I love, he loves me. He love, he love, he loves me. Lay me down in green pastures. My soul, I live on a farm in the middle of nowhere, in the country you could say. The one I love, he loves me. He love, he love, he loves me. Ooh, end of the rainbow, where I come from.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Farm in the Middle of Nowhere from Buffy St. Marie. And starting off that set was Glass Animal from Rennie Wilson.
Yeah, 14 and 15 respectively on the charts. And a big thanks to Andy Brown for joining us on the program this week. And a great track from the title of the album as well. Seasons is the track you heard. And it was a pretty good album. He's doing a tour across Canada. He's actually going to be in the area I mentioned in the interview. He'll be in Rosay at Barrel's Head. And he'll be playing with Wayne Hansen. You know Wayne.
I know Wayne. I know the Barrel's Head too.
He's you know them all.
I know them all.
The whole group of them. Anyway, we've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we kick it all off with number 13. Derek's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
At number 13, we have Better Man from Leon Bridges.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
A better man to my baby. Give me all good love. I was laying with them Jezebels under perfume sheets. Got a golden smile, heart overflowing with kindness and love. But it wasn't enough. What can I do? What can I do? To get back to your heart, I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me another start, girl. All night long I was out, out to the morning, but baby you're tender. When I'm longing, baby, please, I'm down on my knees, babe. Ooh, I thirst for your girl, baby, I'm running.
Mississippi River. If you would give me enough star, girl. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? The Mississippi River. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me enough star, girl.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 12.
Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Silencer from Soul. We also heard Two Ugly Doves from Fountain, and starting that off was Better Man from Leon Bridges.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And you're probably wondering, well, oh my God, who is that?
Who's that dynamic, exciting?
Who's that handsome sounding devil that's on the other side of that microphone? It's Derek Wirtz. He's helping me out this week as Brian decided to
not be here.
So we always, Mike and I last week came up with an elaborate sort of story as to where Brian was, because we never like to just say he's doing this, because that's
his business, right?
So we need to come up with something right now that he's doing. So I will tell you what we've come up with in the past. His very first conference he was at, we said he was at a Q-tip conference.
Okay.
And then I actually can't remember what we said last week. I think we said something about biking across the west coast of Canada.
To the Q-tip conference?
To the Q-tip. No, back from the Q-tip conference.
Is he giving an oral presentation? Like A-U-A-R-L oral presentation?
At the Q-tip conference?
Because of his ears?
Ear
jokes?
Man. Yeah, that's... Oh God!
The host of the Earshot.
Yeah, you can keep going. Actually, this is good.
I think I just ran out.
Okay. So, what was he doing this time? This is the question.
Well, he probably had a flat tire and he pulled over to the side of the road, and maybe he's trapped under his car. Is that too dark?
No, that's as good as any. Okay. Really?
Somehow he got trapped under his car.
So, he pulled over, flat tire. He jacked it up.
Yeah.
And now he's trapped.
Yeah.
Under his car. Because the tire rolled under the car.
Yeah.
And so he had to go under to get it.
And now he's trapped.
And now he's trapped.
But he left his engine running, so he's listening to the Earshot Top 20 also.
Just reruns the show, and he's like, God, Edmund, you're so annoying. Why am I listening to this? He's
hearing your own voice as you're trapped under your own car.
Oh, God. That would be torture. All right, well, poor Brian. Well, hopefully he gets out of that and comes back maybe next week and does a show or something.
Yep,
anyway,
yep.
If you are just tuning in, we are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com, and we do this every week. And big thanks to Derek for helping me out this week. We record and broadcast from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. It airs first 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on Fridays, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners that carry this show. We thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you podcast the show through iTunes or if you download from radioforall.net. And we thank you, but no matter how you're listening to the program, thanks very much for tuning in and sticking with us for all the great music that that we bring you each week from Earshot, which is the National Campus and Community Radio Report.
I must say this is the most famous I've ever been.
Really?
On radio.
Are you consider this fame?
Fame, yes. Low level fame, but
fame nonetheless. Okay.
Not like Alan Thicke level fame. but fame.
Okay. Well, listen, we still got a whole nother hour.
Yes.
So another hour of fame to come your way. You'll get another hour of Derek, another hour of me, another hour of great music. It's coming up after this, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.